what do you think when you saw this report?
Well, you know, the first thing is that it seems to confirm, you know, Spencer's initial theory that there was a massive equipment failure. And, you know, we have met with the state for several times since the explosion to, you know, figure out what we need to do as an industry in Kentucky to make sure that it never happens again. And I think at that point going forward, that's what we're looking at the most. You know, there is litigation going on. So, you know, as far as from a, you know, what happened and who's at fault standpoint, we probably, you know, shouldn't comment on that. But from a what can we do now to make sure this never happens again, you know, that's something we're clearly interested in.
What are you planning on doing? I know you're talking about, or at least one of the things I noticed was that the fire marshal's report seemed like they had to go back and learn a little bit about distilling.
They did. And we actually reached out to them, again, right after the incident and said, you know, whatever y'all need to know or have any questions from an educational standpoint, we're happy to convene the experts in the distilleries to answer them, and we did that. And it was extremely beneficial for both sides. They learned a lot about us, and we learned a lot about the questions they have, and again, you know, kind of where they are, you know, where we're looking to take this. So we continue to do that. We've met with them you know, a few times, and it's been very helpful. And actually, next month, we're going to have a big meeting of all of our members, all 28 members, and the state fire marshal, building codes, and all the people over there to really get together and kind of compare notes and brainstorm on, you know, what the next steps need to be to make sure this never happens again.
Might this lead to safety standards being put into state regulations for distilleries then?
You know, that's a possibility. You know, Kentucky's the gold standard when it comes to distilling, and our distilleries, especially the larger distilleries, you know, are strict, adhere to strict guidelines on safety, probably even go above and beyond what would be normally called for. You know, some of the things that's talked about in the report that I think that we're all looking at is whether or not we need to have, you know, pressure gauges on the stills, make sure you have the right kind of relief valve on the stills, obviously. And, you know, something that's been thrown out also is, do we need to have, you know, minimum standards for still? Do they need to adhere to some type of, you know, mechanical engineering guidelines or something that, you know, probably most of the bigger companies that make stills already adhere to? But, you know, we've got a lot of people now that are making their own stills, not only in Kentucky, but throughout the country. And, you know, we just need to take a look at all these things to make sure that from a safety standpoint going forward, we're doing the right thing.
There really isn't a state that regulates distilleries on their own or with any kind of specific safety code, is there at all?
Well, you know, we've all got different codes and building codes and everything else that we fall under. I think one of the things that we've been looking at here, again, we're already looking at this anyway, but the accidents has suddenly put this kind of front and center is, you know, when you get to a certain level from a company standpoint, you know, there are different things that you've got to take into consideration. So the bigger companies with more employees, they've got a completely different set of safety standards that they adhere to and guidelines and explosive-proof materials and things like that. But if you've got a small company and a small still and a small number of employees, you know, you may be under a different set of circumstances. And especially when it comes to approving building codes and plans and things like that, you know, it may fall, again, if you're not a large company, it may fall to a local building co-inspector or a local fire marshal, somebody who doesn't necessarily have the expertise in there that the people at the state do. So we're even looking at that to see if we need to work to provide more training hook everybody up in a better network. So if you've got a company who's coming into Kentucky or somebody who's wanted to start a distillery in Kentucky and they bring forth building plans and everything else, that if their local, you know, their local building co-people don't have the expertise to look at that and understand what they're doing, that they can, you know, call somebody at the state level and, you know, really help bring them up to speed to, you know, make sure that we're all doing the right thing and operating off the same page of rules. So, again, you know, like I said, Kentucky's the gold standard. And, you know, if this is something that we can develop maybe some model guidelines for or some things like that that enhances safety for our industry, then, you know, so be it, because we want to make sure that you know, again, I hate to keep saying this, but we never want this to happen again.
It almost seems as though some of these steel makers out there, and I won't use any specific names, but some of these guys are taking stills that are built for essentially for a farmer to make an occasional batch of alcohol for fuel and then trying to use these for commercial use where they're distilling every day. And they're just not really designed for that kind of commercial use.
Well, we've seen, you know, we've seen a little bit of everything in just about every state. And we've seen, you know, people who are building their own stills. We've seen, you know, companies that are building smaller stills. You know, obviously here in Kentucky, we have Vendome, which I think, you know, personally, I think they kind of set the bar for still making. They've been around forever, and they're really, you know, the experts on this. And we've also have invited them to attend our meeting next month with the state. So, you know, I think the best thing, again, going forward is let's just get all the players in the room and talk this over, brainstorm, and see what do we need to do going forward to, you know, common sense, moving forward, realistically, what can we do to make sure this never happens again, you know, our employees are safe, the public's safe, because we obviously have a big tourism experience here in Kentucky. You know, and talking to Spencer, you know, as you know, Mark, you know, he's one of the gentlemen in the industry, and he has told us, you know, time and time again in the past few weeks, if there's anybody that's going to become the poster child for safety, he said, I will make it my life's mission to make sure and go around and tell people that this is the way we need to do it, because, you know, we don't want to go through what I've been through.
When is that meeting set for, or have you set it yet?
It's in late August. I think we're down to like 2 days to see which one works best for people, but it's going to be towards the later end of the month. And again, you know, we've invited everybody in for that one, and I know the state is very happy that we're, you know, bringing everybody together. And, you know, and we don't see this as a one-time thing. You know, we're very fortunate as an industry in Kentucky that nobody that we talked to could ever remember the last time we had a fatality at a distillery. We haven't talked to some of the old timers. Nobody can remember that. But over the years, we've had, you know, unfortunately, some fires, most of them weather-related, things like that. But the thing is that no matter what has ever befallen, beset our industry, we've always learned from it. And we see this as another learning opportunity for us to kind of, you know, perfect and hone our craft. So this won't just be a one-off meeting with the state. We now want to look at this as a series of regular meetings. You know, maybe this one looks at safety. The next one might look at security. You know, the next one might be best practices on a number of different issues. But I think it's, you know, given us a chance here at the association to look and say, you know, especially with all the craft distillers coming to the state, we're now up to, you know, over 20 craft distillers here. You know, let's do some more work from an educational standpoint, from a responsibility standpoint, to make sure everybody is up to speed, and let our larger distilleries who have been doing this for 200 years, again, serve as the great mentors in teaching the next generation of distilleries, you know, how we operate. So that's something that, you know, we can really claim and here in Kentucky, that we've got these great large companies, these heritage distilleries that have been doing this and have really kind of written the playbook on things like this. And now, you know, let's utilize them more to train the next generation. And, you know, because in 100 years, you know, hopefully they're going to be global icons too.